Copy of the Declaration of Miss MacDonald, Applecross Bay, July 12th, 1746. Miss MacDonald, daughter-in-law of MacDonald of Milton in Skye, being by General Campbell's order made prisoner for assisting the eldest son of the Pretender in his escape from South Uist, and asked to declare the circumstances thereof, says that about 6 weeks ago she left her father-in-law's house at Armadach in Skye and went south to see some friends. Being asked if she had any invitation from those who persuaded her to do what she afterwards engaged in for the young Pretender or anybody else before she left Skye, answered in the negative, and says that at the time of her leaving Skye, she did know where the young Pretender was, but only heard he was somewhere on the Long Island, that she stayed at a sheiling of her brother's on the hills near Ormaclate, the house of Clan Ronald, and that about the 21st of June, O'Neill, or as they call him, Nelson, came to where she stayed and proposed to her that as he heard she was going to Skye, that the young Pretender should go with her in woman's clothes as her servant, which she agreed to. O'Neill then went and fetched the young Pretender, who was on the hills not far off, when they settled the manner of their going. Miss MacDonald says that after this she went and stayed with Lady Clanronald at her house 3 days, communicated the scheme to her, and desired that she would furnish clothes for the young Pretender, as her own would be too little. During Miss MacDonald's stay at Ormaclate, O'Neill came frequently from the young Pretender to Clanronald's house to inform her where he was, what steps had been taken for their voyage, and at the same time to hasten her to get her affairs in readiness for going off. Miss MacDonald says that the 27th past, she, Lady Clanronald, her eldest daughter, and one John MacLean, who had by Lady Clanronald's order acted as cook to the Pretender during his stay on the hills, went to a place called Way, where they expected to meet the young Pretender. But not finding him there, they went on to a place called Roisinch, where they found him, taking with them the woman's apparel furnished by Lady Clanronald he was dressed in. Here they heard of General Campbell's being come to South Uist, and that Captain Ferguson was within a mile of them. When they got this information, they were just going to supper, but then went off very precipitately and sat up all night at a sheiling called Closhinish. Saturday, June 25th, the cutter and warrior, which attended General Campbell, having got from Bernera near the Harris through the last side of the Long Island, and passing not far from them, put them again into great fears, lest anyone should land there. However, they continued there till about 9 at night, when the young Pretender, Miss MacDonald, one MacCachran, with 5 men for the boat's crew, embarked and put to sea, Lady Clanronald having provided provisions for the voyage. The 29th, about 11 in the morning, they got to Skye, near Sir Alexander MacDonald's house. Here, Miss MacDonald and MacCachran landed, leaving the young Pretender in the boat. They went to Sir Alexander MacDonald's house, and from thence Miss MacDonald sent for one Donald MacDonald, who had been in the rebellion, but had delivered up his arms some time ago. She employed this person to procure a boat to carry the young Pretender to Rasay, after acquainting him with their late voyage and where she had left the young Pretender. Miss MacDonald stayed and dined with Lady Margaret MacDonald, but MacDonald and MacCachran returned to the boat to inform what was done. Miss MacDonald, being asked why Rasay was pitched upon for the young Pretender to retreat to, she answered that it was in the hopes of meeting Rasay himself, with whom he was to consult for his future security. After dinner, Miss MacDonald set out for Portree, it being resolved that they should lodge there that night. but on the road overtook the young pretender and MacCachran of Kingsbury. She told them that she must call at Kingsbury's house and desired they would go there also. Here Miss MacDonald was taken sick and therefore, with the other two, was desired to stay all night, which they agreed to. She had a room to herself, but the young pretender and MacCachran lay in the same room. At this time he appeared in woman's clothes, his face being partly concealed by a hood or cloak. Being asked if while they were at Kingsbury's house any of the family inquired who the disguised person was, answers that they did not ask, but that she observed the people of the family whispering as if they suspected him to be some person that desired not to be known, and from the servants she found they suspected him to be MacLeod of Bernera, who had been in rebellion. But being pressed to declare what she knew or believed of Kingsbury's knowledge of his guest, owns that she believes he must suspect it was the young pretender. The 30th of June, Miss MacDonald set out on horseback from Kingsbury's house for Portree, having first desired the young pretender might put on his own clothes somewhere on the road to Portree, as she had observed that the other dress rather made him more suspected. Miss MacDonald got to Portree about 12 at night, where she found Donald MacDonald, who had been sent before to procure a boat. Then the young pretender and MacCachran arrived about an hour after. Here he took some refreshment, changed a guinea, paid the reckoning, took his leave of Miss MacDonald and went out with Donald MacDonald, but who, after seeing him to the boat, returned. She believes he went to Rasay, but cannot tell what has become of him since.